Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, your prosperity gurus, Christine Marie and Julie.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. Rock Talk Radio World. I love that music.
Yes, me too.
Makes me happy.
Good.
Makes
good.
Me so happy. I want to give a shout out to Greg Peters, who wrote that music. I guess you could say wrote it, right? Made it up, was inspired by it, and did the voiceover work as well. So thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Greg. We need to make it a little bit louder next time, I think.
Yeah. What'd you say?
We need to make it a little bit louder next time.
Louder. Okay, sure. Definitely. I can
just
do that.
A little bit.
I can do that. But so thank you, and we're opening the show with deep appreciation and major gratitude to you. Thank you so much. We love that bumper music.
Yay, we do. So, Christine, how are you doing today?
Good. I'm doing well. I'm doing very well. I had a wonderful Mother's Day. You get me some beautiful cards and a beautiful present and some flowers and my son came over.
Yeah, it was a lovely day, wasn't it?
It was really nice. I went to the nursing home. We all went together to see my mother. And it was interesting because, I mean, she's 87, and she's been very, very, very ill. And she was sort of up yesterday by the time we were there, and she was alert. And it was fun to be able to interact with her a little bit.
It was fun.
And when I left, I went over and hugged her, and I said, I love you, Mom. Thank you for everything that you did. And she said, I love you absolutely.
It was, and she had makeup on?
Yes, she did, and
yeah.
She looked pretty.
It's interesting how that just a little bit of makeup really makes a big difference, doesn't it?
That's the sweetest nursing home, I swear. It's just so sweet.
It is, and they do a nice job, and what we did was, it was nice because I really wanted to intend it to be a nice, sweet day. And I think, Mom, I think in my card I said, I hope that it is the Mother's Day that you need it to be.
Yes, that's right.
As a hint, intended to it to be the way you wanted it
right.
to be. And I think it was. I mean, you wanted time alone in nature with Dad. And, I mean, everything worked out, really nicely, except for Charlie barking.
Yeah,
but
Charlie's had a little problem lately. He's just been crazy barking. Dog Whisperer, if you're out there, please call in. Give us some pointers, please.
Yes. So the contrast is we have a dog that is barking relentless right now, and then so what do we want? We want a dog that is content gets tired after we walk him and play with him.
Right.
And then chills out for a while so that we can get work done.
Yeah, we don't understand what's going on. I mean, until it's like the last couple of weeks, he's been just crazy like this,
And, and I think we'll probably have to take him to the vet, I guess, and see. But I don't know. I think it's, it's just how he was when he was a younger dog, and maybe he's feeling healthier.
I don't know, but he is our sound engineer, so welcome Charlie Ray on board. He's our... And so, everyone, good morning, and this is Feel Good Monday. Feel Good Radio, Feel Good Monday. Remember that, you are what you think, and if you're engaging in stinking thinking, you're going to get stinking results. You're going to be manifesting stinking stuff. That's just the way it works. That's just how the law of attraction works. And And so I guess we should, before we should just tell a little bit about ourselves, huh, sweetheart?
Yeah, go for it, girlfriend.
Okay, well, Julie's my daughter and my girlfriend and my sweetheart. I love her a lot. I always want to start out with that.
Well, I appreciate
also
that.
People of the world, Blog Talk Radio, we have a new picture up.
Yes.
We had my old picture, which is from my birthday last year, because it was like the only picture I had. And so when Greg came over yesterday, he took a picture of us. He sat us down and took a picture of us. So we have a new picture. Lovely. It's in color, and it's the two of us. So we know that'll make you guys so happy.
Yes, it does. It doesn't make me happy, but that's okay. I had to change my vibration about it because I'm just like, it'll be good.
Looks good. He was in a hurry when he took the picture. It has a little bit of fisheye quality to it, but but that's all right. It's good.
Well, I'm noticing it. I'm like, I have way too much gel in my hair. And then it's like, okay, you know what? It doesn't matter. There can be other pictures next time. This works for now.
That's right.
This works for now.
You went crazy with the mousse. That's what you did.
Exactly. But it works out well. Well, yeah.
I should talk about myself real quick.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Former psychotherapist, 15 years. I have my master's in counseling psychology, taught behavioral science, and then we did lots of things together, didn't we, Julie? We built a house together. We have a couple of retail businesses, but we decided to once we fell in love with the idea of the law of attraction and the law of deliberate creation, it just captured our imagination. We had no choice but to become law of attraction coaches,
exactly.
And so that's what we do. We literally are life coaches or prosperity coaches, but everything we see, everything we do is filtered through the law of attraction, law of deliberate creation, and yay, a prosperity consciousness, because that is the most important thing.
It is. The most important thing is to feel good and prosperous in every sector of your life, and you can by just a shift in perspective, by shifting mind pattern. And this weekend I went and saw Star Trek, and, the idea of live long and prosper. I want everyone to live long
and
prosper.
That's what we want for you people up there.
And know that it is a choice.
It is a choice, and it can happen. It happened for us.
Yes.
It can happen for you. We're just like normal Joe Schmoes here, and yet we're not saying we achieve it 100% of the time, but our lives are eminently better that now that we have made that quantum shift to prosperity consciousness. We see life through abundance, not through lack. And if we happen to, hit like a lower vibrational wave, we're blessed in the fact that we went, wait a minute, I've just shifted. I started
I'm going
upstream.
I don't need to do that. And sometimes it takes somebody walking away for a little bit and getting some peace or
perspective
and some quietness to quiet your own mind to realize, I can do this. This is just old thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I really am in a place in my life where I no longer believe the old thoughts work.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to have expansion thoughts. And to do that, I need to create new thoughts. And this morning I woke up. I'm a former teacher, and basically told us our whole story, and that's great. I don't have to, but I woke up this morning, and, I deliberately chose this morning to go, okay, what do I want? And I had been working on my life purpose, and one of the things that came up through doing this process that we had talked about last week, one was the impact statement of that I believe that rebirth is as close as the next breath.
Yes.
And so I woke up because this weekend was up and down for me this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to protect myself when I go to the nursing home a little bit more. I'm very close with my grandmother. And so I feel sometimes I hear it's just a different environment. And this was a very sweet day for us. But it's also bittersweet.
Correct.
Because all the memories and the contrast of the relationship that you and I had with grandmother compared to what we have now is just completely different. But so you go, it's bittersweet, but then other things are coming up, and then I realized, last night, and I said, you know, I intend that when I wake up tomorrow morning, that I am blessed with the with more of the belief that rebirth is just a breath away, and that I can focus on what I want, and as I do that, I see evidence in what I want.
That's right.
And then, and also a little flame under my butt. This morning when I woke up,
mm-hmm.
I had given myself two little mini goals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny because Abraham Hicks talks about how goals can be, if used inappropriately to make you feel bad,
mm-hmm.
can be going upstream.
Right.
If you just release, things happen so much faster.
Mm-hmm.
And so today I'm like, you know what? I know what to do to get to these points. I'm going to have consistent thought patterns.
Mm-hmm.
Which will lead to consistent, you know, inspiration,
mm-hmm.
And then actions, you know, massive inspired actions. And magic occurs, too, when all those three things are aligned, when the thoughts you have, the feelings are intensified, the thoughts, your inspired actions are all aligned, and then magic occurs. And sometimes those actions may not lead exactly down the path that you think they're going to, but it gets to the essence of what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So when I woke up this morning, and I'm choosing to feel good today, and I'm choosing that these are the two things that I've been waiting for a very long time. I choose today at this moment that I have no resistance to them. I no longer have resistance. That I choose today to go downstream, knowing that what I want wants me,
mm-hmm.
knowing that I know what I want. I am, because I know this, I am completely capable of having this.
You know, resistance is like a dream killer, isn't it?
It really is. Well, that back and forth thinking,
yeah.
You know, why hasn't it happened yet?
Yes.
And
or any kind of but that you say.
Oh,
you
but,
know?
Yeah. And it's funny because, you know, 15 days ago I said I was going to give myself a 30-day break from this one thought.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly at like day seven, I was like, wait a minute. Why am I still having these contradictory thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
And we say this knowing that if we're experiencing it, so is somebody else.
Absolutely. And we also know that we have a practiced thought. You've
yes.
been probably practicing that thought that you were trying to give up for decades.
Yes.
And not only that, but it's also cultural.
Right.
You know, you were probably born into that thought. You
yes.
know, somehow it glommed onto you. We have tribal thinking, you know, where our clan comes from. You know, it may be something like, oh, we don't say that we're prosperous. You know, that's like bad luck or whatever.
Right.
And don't
talk well of yourself.
Yourself. Yeah, because that's the kiss of death.
Yeah.
You know, God forbid. You know, so we got all of these things. You know, and I think I've said this before, but it's really worth repeating on this lovely Monday that we probably have something like 86,000 thoughts a day, and of those, there's a huge percentage, something like 90% are thoughts that we have thought the day before. And the day
yeah.
before that, and the day before that, and the year before that, and the decade
yeah.
before that. So that is what you're up against. And not only that, but a huge amount of those thoughts are negative, judgmental, even self-punishing. So you know, are we saying that it's easy? Well, you can do this going downstream. You just make the commitment and just have the intention. You tell the universe, I intend to have better thought patterns. And, you know, I like to call it a tipping point, you know. One day you may have 50%, 51% thoughts on your side, thoughts about, you know, how you love yourself, how you want to nurture yourself, how you want to take care of yourself. Then you're in good manifesting territory when you can reach that tipping point.
Yes, and then think to yourself, you know, is today a day that you can say, oh, you know what? There's something that I really want to do or have or
mm-hmm.
be,
mm-hmm.
and I know that I can achieve this in like 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
It's just far enough of my reach,
mm-hmm.
and I know that if today I'd said to myself, I'm going to go after this. I've been kind of wishy-washy or my thoughts have been all over the map on this. And the one thing about deliberate creation and the law of attraction, you have the choice and the capability of bringing in the feelings that you know you'll experience when you succeed. And that's how you go downhill faster.
Oh, let's talk about that, please. Let's talk about that. The idea is that the feeling, here's the thing. You can just imagine your ideal day or something that you really are dreaming of. And then you say to yourself, what are the feelings I'm going to get when I have that? And, you know, those are, give yourself four or five really good feelings. That's the essence of your dream right there.
Yes.
And you just walk through your day resonating. We call it vibrating at that emotional state. And you'll be surprised what you're going to be attracting. Because in the law of attraction, basically, very, very basically, it's like attract like.
Yes.
And so you're vibrating at this excitement and positive expectation and all these good feelings. And throughout your day, then you're noticing better things coming to you. You know, Joel, we have this. I'm gonna make a claim here now. Okay, I'm gonna tell everybody this is. I am just being motivated here to. I want to write a little. What do you want to call it? A little report called the four A's, so that people can just pull it out of their computer, and it's gonna be called Ask. It's gonna be called like how to manifest at the A's by the A's or something like that.
Right. Okay.
And it's gonna be about asking. You know, that's the first step. Mm-hmm. And then aligning with what you want. That's the second A. And then allowing. And then the fourth one will be about inspired actions. Right.
Exactly.
Okay. So let's just you and I. Mm-hmm. Let's promise our audience here. When will we have this done? So that
good idea. Let's work this process.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So here's a mini goal for us. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had this desire now for probably a good month and a half, 2 months. But
I know.
But life, you know, we've had a lot of desires.
Yes.
So now we want to bring this into our viewer, right?
Yes.
Our conscious desire.
I really want to do this for people.
Okay.
I can just feel that. If they, you know, they can have this in their hands and even just go along with us in the morning, you know, and.
Right. Okay. So this sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
So one, Mom, I'm going to do a little coaching with you. Okay?
Right. Right.
Okay. Great. This sounds like a really fun goal.
Yes.
When can you believe you can get this done? When would you like to have it done?
Mm-hmm. I think I could have it done by Wednesday.
By Wednesday of this week.
Yeah. I think I could.
Now, just sit with that for a second.
Okay.
Does it feel too soon?
There's a little bit.
Okay.
I was thinking more like Thursday, but I went, maybe Wednesday.
Okay, so let's just play both those days.
Okay.
Okay, and just sit quietly. And here's the thing. It could happen either way. And let's say you plan for Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
and then you finish up on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
How will you feel?
I'd love it because I want to deliver on a promise to you, myself, and to my prosperity consciousness listeners.
Yes. Okay, so how will you feel? Let's say it's Friday morning. And you have not just completed it, it's downloaded to your website,
mm-hmm.
and people can go there for free to frontiersincoaching.com,
mm-hmm.
and they can, excuse me, mm-hmm. and they can go there for free and get this free little workbook or whatever it takes.
I just don't see it being really, really big. I just see it being really easy, and just, you know, a kind of like a, you know, like a reminder, like if I just stay in the A's, you know, just something that catches
perfect.
Your mind, you know.
Perfect.
And that's kind of what I want to do.
Okay. So now how will you feel on Friday morning when it's all said and done?
If, I will feel honestly fabulous. Can I tell you what the little bugaboo is for me?
No, not yet.
Not yet? The little resistance? No? Okay,
no.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Keep coaching me.
No, I want to know how you're going to feel Friday morning when this all works out.
Okay, all right. Well, let me get into that state, okay? All right. Well, I'm feeling proud that I accomplished it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm feeling like, whoa, I can do another one. I see another one coming. I feel happy for sure that... I can give something to our listeners that can just, you know, be fun and you know, that reminds them of us and reminds them of prosperity consciousness, because that's my goal for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I will feel just, I don't know, I really, the really proud is the biggest one. Is that
okay,
that's pretty good, isn't it?
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So here's what I want you to do today. Before we talk about your resistance,
mm-hmm.
and we'll talk about that in a second,
mm-hmm.
today I want you to do, yes, I want you to work on your project, the forays, and that will be wonderful. And in the meantime, though, I want you to find ways that you can be proud of yourself where you kept a promise to yourself today, and when you did complete something, you felt pride. And, you know, pride's a good way.
Got you.
And
yeah.
so, you know, today search out ways that you can feel like, hey, I'm proud of myself. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what other things can you do today? And then when
mm-hmm.
we talk tomorrow, I want to know those.
I think today I'll feel proud of myself if I, you know, I have like those 23 health habits.
Yes.
And they're basically, yeah, it sounds like a lot, but it's basically like, you know, drinking 12 glasses of water a day, making sure I take my juice, taking my, you know, my vitamins. You know, they're just like fun things that I enjoy doing, but I've been literally out of the habit for like the last several days, and so I would like to see myself doing that today too.
Great, and that would be an easy thing that you could do to make yourself feel proud of yourself,
right?
And like you've accomplished something, and so today you're going to search out ways that you can feel that those feelings, and then when you do your work with and you start running your project, I want you to intensify those completion feelings for yourself, knowing that as you're doing this, you are invoking what your true intention is. And I know also one intention is to really expand our community. And I mean every listener is part of it. We're all part of it,
mm-hmm.
of this prosperity consciousness,
mm-hmm.
to expand the community of prosperity consciousness. And it is our gift to everyone for doing so. I mean, to help it, you know, to really expanding this. So just invoke these feelings. Now tell me, and when you say these, know that these are meaningless, they have no power. But tell me your resistance.
Just the biggest one that keeps coming up is, am I going to be able to figure out how to put it on my website?
Okay, okay, great. And so here, and how can I put it on my website?
Yeah, so people can get it for free.
Okay, great. Well, that, and then can you say, let's turn it around,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, I can get this on my website. Do you have to be the one that does it?
Not really.
No.
No.
No. No, you don't. Wouldn't it be lovely that we can find even the person who designed our website, call her up, say, here, you know, could you put this on our website for us?
Mm-hmm.
We'll send you a check.
Mm-hmm.
What would it probably take her? 5-10 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
At the most?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say this. How about, wouldn't it be nice if when this is all said and done, I've already found somebody to take care of that?
I would love that. Okay, so that's, I would love to say, wouldn't it be nice that by the time I've written this free report, or I don't like that word necessarily,
right.
but this fun, for this free fun stuff for our people,
mm-hmm.
That we already have someone in line that can put it on our website.
And if it feels like that's even more resistance, like how is that going to happen,
mm-hmm.
I would say this. I would pull out and I would have my client do the placemat. What will you do to about this report getting on your website?
I will do the writing of it.
And what will the universal manager do? The
universal manager will figure out the how I get it on my website.
Yeah. Maybe you'll get an email from that woman or somebody else,
mm-hmm.
that you know could help you.
Mm-hmm.
And or it doesn't matter, because wouldn't it be lovely if the universe set you in, because you are now aligned with what you want.
Right.
And because you are vibrating higher and in alignment, the universe sets in motion things to work out for you. And you have to be aware, if somebody comes into your playing field in the next couple of days,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're like, oh, what do you do? Oh, I'm a local web designer. Oh, do you ever work, you know, ever, you know, do like, you know, small little add-ons for people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, no problem. You know, I wouldn't charge you much either, you know, $20 or $30,
mm-hmm.
or whatever
mm-hmm.
it was. Hey. You
love
know,
it.
Yeah.
Love it.
And I love this, because I was talking to my mentor, and we were talking about the universal manager and how giving it up to the universal manager, things that you know, especially if you have a long list of things that you have to do every day. And it can get a little overwhelming, and so give it up to the universal manager. But then at that time, when you do so, you need to start believing the universal manager or God, whatever you want to call them, source, her, goddess, vibrating high enough to believe that it will get taken care of for you.
Yes.
And things will start setting up in alignment.
Mm-hmm. And I believe it. I really do. I have I honestly do believe it because I've had so many miracles in my life and so many synchronicities, that I have a trust muscle that's fairly strong right now.
Yes.
That is the most important thing of this age, is to build that trust muscle that we know that the universe is benevolent, that the universe has our back, and that the universe is our friend, and that we can just take a deep breath and exhale and rest into that.
Yes.
You know, I'm just looking over these 12 points of the mm-hmm. teachings of Abraham,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just feeling good already, like, the third one is the basis of your life is freedom.
Mm.
The purpose of your life is joy. Now, you know, the purpose of your life is joy. I mean, you can't be any happier just thinking about that. And first of all, that you were born into freedom. We were born into the freedom that we can create with every thought.
Yes.
That we have the freedom now to step out of our circumstances and just be joyful and be happy no matter what, in spite of everything. We can feel prosperity consciousness. And once we take that tiny step, our life just keeps expanding and expanding. And we mean to be prosperous in everything,
mm-hmm.
not just dollars, you know, but with friendships, with a relationship, prosperous relationship to ourselves, all those good things.
And then wouldn't it be nice is that if your basis for life was freedom, or fitting in?
The basis of your life is freedom. The purpose of your life is joy.
Okay, so let's say this morning, you know, you have freedom. You know that. You know you have the freedom to choose your thoughts, to choose your emotions. And then all of a sudden you go, well, if my purpose in life is to experience joy and I'm bringing all these new expansive stuff into my life to find out what gives me joy, well then, hey, if like attracts like, how can I infuse the emotions of joy into my
mm-hmm.
daily activities?
Knowing that when you do that authentically and organically, you just bring more joy.
Yes.
Are
you working out and you're doing the same thing over and over again, and all of a sudden you're not really enjoying it anymore, the way you're working
mm-hmm.
out? Hey, find something new
mm-hmm.
to do
mm-hmm.
to bring in that joy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wouldn't that be lovely? Or is there something that you're doing that you've been doing for a long time and you're getting, you know, the results you've always been getting?
Shake it up.
Yeah, shake it up. Bring some joy back in.
Yeah, how do you, and you are free to do that. You don't have to tell anyone. You don't have to ask permission. You are free. You are liberated into bringing in more joy.
Yeah.
And the next one is you are a creator. You create with every single thought.
Yes.
Now, here's the thing. We know a lot of people are constantly creating, but most people are creating by default. They're getting results that they don't want because they're not in charge of their thinking. They're not in charge of their emotions. They're not in charge of their joy. So what we want, our mission, you know, our goal is to have everyone understand that, is first of all, it's your birthright to feel prosperous, but it's also your birthright to be in joy and to not be in lack. But to feel good and to also know that you're in charge of your thinking.
Yes.
You know, and you can engage your mind into the service of your heart and of your new desires. You can do that. It is possible.
And then wouldn't it be nice if, you know, today, even if circumstances you don't see any evidence at this moment that the situation is changing, but because today you decided to focus on what you wanted, regardless of the initial situation, knowing that it will get better. And the better it gets, the better it gets.
Right.
And then what if tomorrow? I mean, wouldn't it be nicer? What if tomorrow you woke up and you felt a little more relief? Mm-hmm. And then you will come
back. And that is possible. And I see that happening for you, all of you out there.
Yes.
And you, Julie and I see this happening for you. And because of the idea of these borrowed benefits, that what we, you know, are seeing for you, you are feeling. We're feeling it. You know, so how about this one, Jules? You are a physical extension of that which is non-physical.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it really points out, and did you mention these are 12 points of,
mm-hmm.
okay, good,
mm-hmm.
Abraham Hicks work.
Mm-hmm.
And also,
12-point teachings of Abraham.
Yes. But the idea that we are eternal, nothing, you know, the idea that we're non-physical and physical
mm-hmm.
at this moment,
mm-hmm.
and that nothing, we can't get it wrong.
And imagine what I like to see, whenever I hear this, I see, you know, the old expression, the tip of the iceberg. And
yes.
I see the tip of the iceberg as our physical extension into this 3D dimension here. And then the non-physical is all of that huge, you know, big iceberg below the surface. And that's what we have access to. That is our source. That is our well-being, that is our God, all that is, Goddess. And all we have to do is, we're connected to it, obviously, mm. we're connected to it, and all we have to do is just open a little bit, a little bit more, to let Source communicate to us, and to let Source, to feel the love that is in there, to feel the liberation, to feel... I heard Abraham say, you know, go inside, go into your source and your well-being and have a rendezvous with your dream.
Mm.
You know, like you have a dream. You know, it's there. It's in your non-physical. Go have a rendezvous with it. Go meet with it. Talk to it. Ask it how long it's going to take for you to bring it up into the 3D world.
Yes. And as soon as you have a dream, it is already yours in the non-physical plane.
That's right.
And so all you have to do is connect with it and really get in touch with those feelings, those thoughts, those actions. And
that's why I'm going to write those 4A, that little 4A thing.
Yes. And, you know, today, Mom or Chris.
Girlfriend.
Yeah. So, you know, today you will take a step. And I know you will. And what do you think that first step is going to be for you today?
I think I'm just going to do a brief outline, and then I'll fill in the outline.
Perfect. And does that feel like you're going upstream at all?
Not at all.
No. So it's just easy. Today, I'm going to write an outline. You have more than enough time a day to write an outline for that. And connect with your source. Connect with those feelings of completion, of those feelings that you're going to have when you want, why you want this, the intentions of why you want this done. Okay, what's the next one, girl?
How about this one? You are here in this body because you chose to be here.
Yay! Yay.
How many of us like, oh, you know, I don't want to be here. I mean, I had a client for years, and no matter what we went through, her whole thing was, you know, if I don't get what I want, I'm ready to leave the planet, you know. And it was just like, oh my God, you know, you chose to be here. You chose this experience. You are a co-creator. And here's what they say. You wanted the experience, the opportunity to experience this delicious contrast in time and space. And with great anticipation, you came to co-create with other joy-seeking beings. That's who we are, joy-seeking
yes.
beings, to fine-tune the process of deliberate thought. Now, she says, what, where, when, and with whom are your choices also? How about this one, Jules? Anything that you can imagine is yours to be, do, or have. Woo-hoo, woo-hoo.
Yay.
Ask yourself why you want it.
Yeah.
Because in the why, the essence of your desire becomes activated,
mm-hmm.
and the universe begins to bring it to you.
Yeah.
And here's this one. The more intense your positive feelings, the faster it comes to you, for it is as easy to create a castle as a button.
Yes, and a lot of these points we will put into our pamphlet on the 4A's, because these are such great points, you know. And I want to go back real quick, and please keep me on time today,
mm-hmm.
because the dogs are needing mm-hmm. me to play with them a little bit
mm-hmm.
while we're talking on the phone. Anyway, but I love the idea that we chose to be here. And I think, like you're repeating this client that you had years ago,
mm-hmm.
That you had for probably a couple of years.
Yes.
And I think now you would choose not to track that client anymore.
No, I wouldn't. That's right.
Because it didn't bring you joy.
No, it didn't.
And it may bring somebody else joy.
Yeah.
She may be the perfect client for somebody else.
Right.
Or she was perfect for you at that time.
Yeah.
And now she's not, that client's not so perfect for you.
Mm-hmm. And we do have the right to to have the clients that we choose.
Yes. Because it is, we are co-creating our life.
Right.
And if something doesn't work out, it's like, you know what, this is not working out. Mm-hmm. And move on to the next and save time for everybody.
Yeah. And so here's the next one, which is right in line with this. You are choosing your creations as you are choosing your thought.
Mm.
Your loving inner being offers guidance to you in the form of your emotions.
Yes.
Entertain a wanted or unwanted thought, and you feel a wanted or unwanted emotion. So choose to change the thought, and you've changed the emotion, and thus you've changed the creation. And in parentheses, how about this? Make more choices every day.
Yes.
Wow.
Use your thoughts. Make more choices.
Make more choices. How about that? How about operating in that kind of freedom? You know, the more choices you make, the more you understand what you want.
Yes.
I mean, how many times did we have the same thing for breakfast? We go through the same routine, and we just live out our life at this habit patterns. Make more choices. Shake it up, baby.
Yeah.
Shake it up, people.
You know, if you go to a different grocery store a day, you know, have a little variety. See what's out there today, just to play in the idea of making more choices.
Next one, the universe adores you, for it knows your broadest intentions.
Mm.
You have come to Earth with great intention, and the universe constantly guides you on your chosen path. When you are feeling good, you are in that moment allowing more of that which you have intended from your broader perspective. You are spirit incarnate.
Hmm.
I know, let's just feel that one. That's so sweet. Just remember, when you are feeling good, you are in that moment allowing more of what you have intended for.
Yes, and you know, you know how you sometimes feel when you feel bad and all of a sudden you can make yourself feel worse? And worse, and all of a sudden you have a really bad day.
Kind of spiral down.
Yeah, that's what it means, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, things attract more to each other.
Yes.
So your good thoughts attract more good thoughts,
mm-hmm.
and more good thoughts. Some bad thoughts, or thoughts you do not want or do not want to choose, all of a sudden they start attracting more and more. And, you know, the old expression, don't make a mountain out of a molehill, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You make it a mountain when you've layered it upon layered it with all these negative thoughts.
Right. So the next one, relax into your natural well-being. All is well. The essence of all that you appreciate is constantly flowing into you. As you find more things to appreciate, your state of appreciation opens more avenues to more to feel appreciation for.
Mm.
So as you think, you vibrate. And as you vibrate, you attract. So just relax into that natural well-being that is yours.
Mm.
You are a creator of thought ways on your unique path of joy. So here it is, people. No one can limit where you can direct your thought.
Mm.
No one can. There are no limits to your joyous journey to experience.
Hey, girlfriend, I'm going to ask you to give me a thought. Give me a really expansive thought for you of one of your desires.
Mm.
Maybe one that you have not had yet and it's just now coming to you.
That I've not had yet?
Yeah, right now.
Oh.
Or maybe, just give me take a thought and I want you to expand it.
Mm.
I'll do this. I had a thought this week about going to the Burning Man,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And here's my expansive thought.
Mm.
Not only am I going to go, I'm going to have my car so decked out that I won't have to rub my bike in. I don't know how it's going to happen yet, but that would be a lovely expansive
Well,
time.
I was thinking about, like, I could see myself on a cruise ship. And that's something that I would not really ever think about, you know?
Oh.
And that was kind of a little scary, but pretty expansive for me. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I'd like to be open to that and see myself and my husband doing that.
Yeah, and it would be lovely if you could, you know, you could see yourself, like today, you may see even evidence of that coming true in the sense of, you know, when you open up your inbox in your emails, you may find cruises at a discount.
Mm-hmm.
And just open those up just to get in alignment with
just,
what a
right,
cruise.
Right, right, right. I know. Can see what you're saying. That's so great. It's like having a vision board.
Yes. Yeah. Put on your,
I've got three more of these things to do, and I kind of want to make sure we get them in before.
Sure,
I
no
leave.
Problem. Go for it.
Actions to be taken and money to be exchanged are byproducts of your focus on joy.
Hmm.
So, you know, we're talking about byproducts here, you know. When you're in joy, what are the byproducts of it? You know, your resources will be abundant, and you will know by the way you feel that you are fulfilling your reason for life.
Yes.
And it says most people have this backwards. Therefore, most feel little joy in their actions or even in their possessions. How true. You know, in the old days, you know, when you used to get something and you go, you felt good for like a couple minutes, and then on to the next thing.
Right.
Now you can just be in joy. The next one, you may appropriately depart your body without illness or pain. Woohoo! You need not attract illness or pain as an excuse to leave. Your natural state coming, remaining, or leaving is that of health and well-being. And in parentheses, you are free to choose otherwise. And the last one, you cannot die, for you are everlasting life. In grace, you may choose to relax and allow your gentle transition back into your non-physical state of pure, positive energy. Your natural state is that of foreverness.
Mm.
Have fun with all of this. Lighten up. You cannot get it wrong. How true. You don't have to, you can't get this wrong.
No.
We're just pointing the way. We're just pointing the way to more love, more joy. I love that.
Yes. You can't get it wrong. And every day you find other ways of feeling
you're
joyously
joy. Incomplete.
Yes, joyously incomplete. And that's what expansion is all about, feeling joyously incomplete.
Mm-hmm.
That's what prosperity consciousness is all about, knowing that within any given situation you can find yourself feeling prosperous.
Mm-hmm. And with any situation you can find the joy, you can find the blessing, the gift. It's a choice.
Yeah.
It really is. And you can train, I want to say this, that's how this sounds. You can train your brain. How does that sound?
It sounds good.
Yeah, you can train your brain to at least when you start going upstream a little bit, you get that little feedback knock. It goes, hey, wait a minute, I'm struggling here. I'm making this a lot harder than it needs to be. I can turn my boat around. I can drop the oars and just gently go downstream today. And that's what I want for everyone today. I just bless them and ask them to just trust that the universe has their back enough that you can go downstream, that you can stay in joy, you can stay in ease and effortlessness.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Ju? What's your blessing for our people?
My blessing is that today that you bring forth the feelings and the desires and the reasons why you want these mini goals to happen for you, these short-term goals, and then today you will find the initial steps to take to achieve them. They will come effortlessly, no worries, just go downstream,
mm-hmm.
let go of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see the first step come, do it. And when you do it, infuse that action with the belief that it is coming true. You know it is on its
mm-hmm.
way. Infuse it with joy.
Mm-hmm.
Infuse it, those actions, with
mm-hmm.
all those completion feelings. Bring in all those feelings from that success to
right.
the present moment.
And I just want to say, too, I want to reiterate, be gentle on yourself. Enjoy your life. You know, this isn't a race. You know, you're not going to, you know, you're going to remain joyous. Joyously incomplete, and it's fine. It's more than fine. It's wonderful. Just relax today. Breathe. You are just as close as your next breath to all your grace, all your blessings, and prosperity consciousness. It's yours. It's yours.
Yeah.
And please join us tomorrow. And spread the word about prosperity consciousness. That you can be a brave heart. I guess we should be getting to play our exit music real soon. So, everyone, thank you. Bless you. Have a prosperous day. And we love you.
We love you, Death. Have a great, great day.